Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We have a live show.
That's correct.
In Los Angeles.
California.
April 25th.
At Dynasty Typewriter.
At 10 p.m. DynastyTypewriter.com. We'll see you there, right?
Yeah. Get a degree in bump and grind at this now defunct L.A. institution. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
So L.A. is amazing. We love it.
We love it.
Its history is...
it's never dull.
Would you say it's our kink?
I would say it's what gets me off.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about something I stumbled upon. We're going to go back to the early 60s. I don't know, what was
the
it swinging?
Swing?
I don't know, was it swinging in like 1960 or 61? Was it swinging
yet?
It was,
I mean, people still had those like bob haircuts that were very sensible.
Yeah. I was barely 10 at the time, so I don't even remember what was happening.
It's just a blur.
But we're going to get into the Pink Pussycat College of Striptease.
Oh!
Yeah. I mean, I know you were like, I have an education, but do you?
Not yet.
But no,
you
will.
You know what? Burn it down.
Yeah.
Burn it. Take my degrees. Throw them in the garbage.
Well, this is what you could probably use.
We're starting new. We're starting new right here.
Yeah, it was year zero. Uh-huh. We're starting again.
That's right.
But we're gonna talk about. I want to lighten things up a little. We've been going a little hard and heavy.
Yeah, Jason came in and he's like, maybe we should do something with a little levity, a little more playful. And I'm like, no, mine is horrible.
Yeah, yours is a sledgehammer.
Yeah, so wait till next week, you guys.
So I'm going to get, hitting the LA a little bit because we have the show on April 25th.
We do.
And I was going to also, I was like, this is something where there's not like, there's a good amount of information.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need to have a ton of it. So I was like, oh, I'm going to do this for the Patreon because we do bonus episodes.
That's right.
Patreon.com/ghosttownpod. There's like 10 episodes sitting there waiting for you.
Yeah.
Right at this point, there's probably going to be more by the time you check.
They're just sitting there ripe for the listening.
They're so good,
right?
Too.
They're just like juicy.
So good.
Oh,
and they're there.
What is that?
And for $2
like,
a month? Get out of here.
Delicious tidbit morsels for you to consume whenever you want it at your pleasure.
And the $25 one, you get your name and website.
Yeah, you get
mentioned. That's
whatever
like,
you want.
That's cheap advertising.
You get whatever.
Yeah.
Anything.
I think I found the Patreon. It's under our discretion, but we're pretty chill or something like that. You know, we're not cops.
No, we're not cops.
No cops.
No, there are no cops here. None of us work for LAPD.
So we're going to get into, it's going to get a little kind of like.
It's going to get a little saucy, a little flirty.
I mean?
A little...
And we're going to find out because there are some prerequisites to go to the college when it was open. And
prereqs.
We're going to find out if Rebecca passes the test.
Oh my God.
You're going to find out. So I'm going to quiz you.
Do my high school credits carry over?
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like whatever. There's actually a community college too, which I'm not going to. This is for people that are just like, listen, I'm a mess. I can't. Listen, I'm 48. Right?
Holy.
I wear sweatpants. So you go to the community college. This is going to be a very serious episode. So strap in, everybody.
God.
Know that.
Oh my God, I can't wait. I'm also a little confused, but I can't wait.
But you have, you're on a couple of podcast episodes.
If you missed them, because we advertised them,
and you
but
did.
If you missed them, and we did, I was on not one, not two, but three different podcasts.
Also, not four.
Not four. So
make sure you're not four.
Cap it. We capped it really hard, though.
Yeah.
They only allowed me three. I'm on Don't Waste Your Pretty, talking about politics, talking about reality TV, talking about LA history. I'm on V Single, talking about dating, my dating history. Are you not sick of it yet? Go there because it will be encyclopedic. And then Lady to Lady, where I talked about ghosts again about LA history, and about I have a really juicy Patreon on theirs too, talking about being a phone sex operator. I talk a lot on their podcast about Lime scooters, so really things of the moment. Yeah,
I want to hear you. I want to hear your hot take on Lime scooters. I really do. I want to see what your
they're very fast and dangerous.
Yeah, I know. I used I think it was a Lime. It was a Lime or a Bird, and I was not ready.
You were not ready.
I was holding on. No, so tight.
They go up to like 13 miles an hour, and they're like, you should have a helmet, but you supply your own helmet, and you're like, I don't need a helmet for this shit. I'm an adult.
In Los Angeles, you need one. You
absolutely. And I was on a sidewalk, and it was during, I live very close to Dodger Stadium. This was yesterday. After I recorded the podcast, which you should listen to, I was like, here's a Lime scooter. I'm going to put my theories to the test. And I was like rocking on a sidewalk, and a bunch of dudes, like hot dudes who were like, straight from the Dodgers game.
Yeah.
They were like watching me like rickety on a Saturday night, like try to get back
to my
home.
You're on some Insta stories. You're on an Insta story. You're on an Insta story.
Middle-aged woman. Scooter fail.
I hope. Hashtag. I hope it's a hashtag. Ooh, baby.
Yeah, search that. Search that for sure. So I did that. They're really fun. All of the women that I was interviewed by are amazing. Their podcast, Don't Waste Your Pretty, V Single, Lady to Lady, are all wonderful podcasts. If you want a different side of me,
is it that much different?
I mean, it's as different as it's like what I do here. You hear a little bit about my personal life, but I've tried to keep it to a minimum, like my swearing. Yeah. You know, there I could go full force because I was special.
Yeah,
I was a guest. They cared about me. They thought me to be exotic. And we talked about Lime scooters.
Why? Because you have like dark hair?
Yeah, no, they were like, oh, a guest. Because they all know each other. You know,
oh,
like,
right, right. Okay.
So you're when you have someone, we don't have guests on this podcast. No. So we don't understand it quite as much as I think they're like, yes, more info, someone else's perspective. I guess let's do this.
You know, we got our first piece of fan art.
Yeah, we did.
From our friend Silly Allie on Instagram, Alex.
She is such a friend.
She sent it and I had to screen grab it because she sent it through. So I'm going to maybe have her try to email it and then we'll post it on Instagram, which is Ghost Town Pod.
And she said that when she contacted me on Instagram, she was like, I already showed Jason this and I want to show you this picture that I drew of you two. And I was like, my first thought was, fuck, I'm going to look fat. That was because I'm conditioned.
Oh, you know what? Somebody took the time out. And,
yeah, it was like, oh, what do I look like in this thing? You know, like what am I perceived of by a fan? Like here it goes. You know, because My Favorite Murder has a lot of fan art too.
And is it always like small heads, big bodies? Or?
Yeah, I mean they have amazing fan art. Like, they always look amazing, but I'm just like, oh my, you know, like what, Ghost Town? What do we got here? What's going on? But it was a really cute drawing. Yeah. And my hair looks amazing in it.
Yeah, that's important.
And I really appreciated it.
I was flying in it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think you. I think we were both sitting.
Oh, sitting, yeah.
Yeah, my hair looks good. I look very cute. Yeah. And I'm really appreciative.
We'll make sure
it.
That gets on Instagram. And also, we were talking about Patreon. It's not to plug the Patreon, but we were trying to do like a special limited kind of tier. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about a bunch of different things. We were talking about mugs. We were talking about enamel pins, like rock and roll style on a denim jacket or a patch.
Oh,
on a so
we got to do a Satan patch.
Yeah, sorry. To people that aren't down with SATAN.
Yeah, you don't have to be down to buy it, though.
No, you can just buy it and burn it.
Yeah.
Ooh, get them.
Yes,
get them.
Do that. What a statement. Buy that could be such a statement.
Yeah, I love it. But buy it first. Then burn it.
Exactly.
So that's something that you might want to look out for, and that's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
I know. It's so exciting. So many things are in the works. Yeah. We're so excited. Our live show, merch, drawings, guesting on podcasts. It's all happening right here. And also, if you didn't know this about me, I am a politician. By the time you listen to this, I will be either a part of the neighborhood council of Echo Park or not.
Yeah.
So we'll tease that. But I was like, how do I know a lot of my neighbors around here, but I also don't know a lot of my neighbors as much as I love Echo Park. So I decided to use my Tinder as a tool for my campaign. And so I put up my little poster and I only swiped right on people who are in a mile radius because that's District 4. And you guys, I got banned from Tinder. I can never use Tinder
again.
Was
that your main Tinder account or was that like a dummy?
That was my main one.
That was your main one?
I don't know how to make a dummy one.
Oh. Is it with an email? Is it Facebook? Or
I think it's email and phone number. And I tried to use a Google phone number first and it didn't work.
Yeah.
And I was like, whatever.
Listen, Tinder is only used for sex and danger.
Yeah, that's
not
right.
Not for politics.
That's right. And yeah. to get a couple free drinks every once in a while with someone very boring.
Yeah. Is that, well, I mean, drinks in LA, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, or is it well drinks or something?
I mean, if I'm out with someone, I'm going to get a skinny marg. Or a vodka. So I guess that's a well drink. Yeah. I'm not going to get like a $17 Tom Tom tiki drink.
Yeah.
You know, maybe next time. Yeah. Actually, I'm inspired.
Yeah. You deserve it.
Yeah. So now I'm not on Tinder. If anyone has any good ideas for how to get back on Tinder.
Yeah, please.
Because I need it.
Hit up the hotline.
Please. Will you please email us Tinder tips?
Yeah. ghosttownpod@gmail.com or hit us. Slide into Rebecca's DMs at ghosttownpod.
Yeah. Please do. Because I want to get back on desperately.
Well, if this is like 1960 or 1961, mm-hmm. I would have
been married at 14.
Yeah, exactly. But,
oh my God, wait, can I talk about one more thing?
Oh boy.
No, we should save it for the next one. Let's continue.
So now you have to wait until next time.
You are such an avid listener. Yeah. You can't wait.
Yeah, so.
Okay, let's get back to 1960.
Yeah, we're going to go back there. Well, you could, I don't know, you could kind of like shake things up a little bit, literally. Because there was once the Pink Pussycat College of Striptease. Also known
meow.
As the Naval Academy.
Why? What?
Your naval.
Oh, naval. That's confusing.
Not for now. Not if you're a marketing goo like me. I'm in 1960. You know what I mean? I get it.
Okay.
I'm the one who came up with it. Somebody like me came up with the name of what women should be doing.
All I'm thinking of is like the promo to Pan Am in my head.
Yeah. Oh,
just
yeah.
Just like that weird, like lackluster. Wasn't Eddie Cibrian in that?
I think maybe. Yeah. What is you and Eddie Cibrian now? You got a problem with him? Like, I mean, I have nothing but I don't know. I don't want to start like some podcast beef with Eddie Cibrian.
Yeah, that would be rough. We don't need that in our lives.
So I've seen it mentioned it being opened in 1960, 1961, but we're going to say let's say 1961, and it was like a burlesque theater that was it was right there in Hollywood,
Hollywood, California.
Yeah. So it was opened by Harry and Alice Schiller, and Alice Schiller's name is kind of important. It was like a regular strip club, you know. The dancers had stage names. Ready for these?
Oh, yeah. I've been born ready.
Fran Sinatra. Samaya Davis Jr. Dina Martin.
Oh.
Peeler Lawford. I don't know. Joni Carson. Edie McMahon. Joey Bishop, J-O-I-E,
I love this pivot on celebrities.
Yeah. Reggie Philbin. All right, so.
This sounds more like roller derby.
Yeah, I know. Well, they come up with something kind of crazy, like kind of like a Slammy Davis Jr., right? That'd be like, I'm good at this.
It's a little more aggressive, yeah.
And then, you know, members of the Rat Pack would go, obviously, because they're just like,
you want to see, how weird would it be to be like Sammy Davis Jr. and see your stripper counterpart dance for you?
So what would your stripper name be if you were in the Rat Pack and the school existed?
If I was in the Rat, I mean, it'd be like, God, probably Jubecca Heed. What would it be, a girl name? It would just be like anti-Semitism.
My name is the word Jason Horton.
Yeah. It would be like, yeah.
They wouldn't use the word whore, but I'm thinking Jason Horton.
It'd be like Jessica Horton.
Yeah. Not a bad name.
No.
A pretty good name.
I mean, we'll work on it.
Well, they transform it to a college. You're like, how do we make some
money?
It's kind of like improv theater.
Yeah, it is. It's like, we'll teach you how to do shit.
Yeah.
We're disgusting.
Yeah.
But we're a Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were transformed to college. To become experts in the exotic arts. You know, you gotta bump and grind, flaunt tassels, there's sequins, rhinestone, feathers.
Yeah.
So the classes were during the day, so it was kind of like...
It's like you're just listing
It's
props.
Like strip clubs during the day has got to be a pretty... I delivered pizzas to a strip club once during the day, and that was one of the three times I've gone to a strip club, and it was... Yeah.
What kind of pizza do they want? You remember?
Not meat lovers.
Pineapple, though? Because I love pineapple.
They wanted, like, boobs. Boobs pizza.
Boobs pizza.
You never heard of it?
Nipples on pizza? Like nipple pepperoni nipple pizza?
It was vegan. Now, I guess other strip clubs offered, but the Pink Pussycat had the most kind of like, had the most cachet.
Yeah. Which just sounds like it's like, it should be parodied in Austin Powers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Very sexy.
Yeah. Very sexy.
Like, now,
hit you over the head sexy.
Yeah. Which I like.
No wiggle room.
The wiggle room?
That'd be a good strip club.
Yeah, man. Wiggle room, yeah. striptease artist Sally Marr was mm-hmm. like the chancellor, dean, professor. She was 52 at the time when she was doing
Fuck
it.
So, yes.
So
she was 20 hot. Years younger than my parents.
Yes. her son was Lenny Bruce.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And Lenny Bruce would perform there. Like
that's
how
amazing.
It's just like so cool.
Did you find any footage of him performing there? Or
no, there's not like a ton. There's some good, really good pictures though, yeah. and like brochures and stuff like
oh
that.
My God, that's so. Yeah. That, but also, that makes so much sense
yeah.
too. You know.
Yeah.
It's both like what and oh.
Yeah, that'd be amazing to like see, to like.
How see, cool is that?
Yeah, just chain Jesus. Smoking and
yeah.
like.
Ugh, okay.
He probably, you
I'm,
know what?
I'm in.
I don't
in.
Want to
do
sully
I
his name.
How do I take a time machine and enroll?
He probably French kissed one of those girls. I'm just going. I'm Frenchy? Sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
Frenching?
Yeah.
That's big time.
I know it is. It's illegal.
Big well, we'll, time.
Yeah. It's illegal yeah. and should be in prison yeah. for it. But according to Alice Schiller, mm-hmm. She says the Pussycat changed lives.
I believe it.
And she's like, I'm an authority on beauty and glamour. She told the LA yeah. Times in 1967, I've probably glamorized 1,000 pussycats. I mean, pussycat dolls, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so they're, you know, getting it from somewhere.
Yeah.
Here's some stats for you. Hot stats.
I can't wait.
You want proof?
I do.
You're going to get proof. 20, by proof, meaning I'm reading something.
Oh, yeah.
That's
no,
proof.
It's
yeah.
on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
There's no notary here.
no.
20 of my pussycats married multimillionaires.
Hell yeah.
That's a lot of money. Back in, we're talking about 1967.
Yeah.
In previous. One of my girls got a $2,700 tip in the early 60s, so before 1967.
Yeah.
She disappeared and we never saw her again. Now,
yeah, she took her money and she just fled.
Or
what?
True crime.
yeah!
Yay! Pivot.
Should we take a little break?
Yeah, let's take a little break.
Yeah.
So we're going to, so like to get back kind of into the, like after World War II, like striptease changed,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think. Country was in a different place, got to get back into it. So how this kind of worked in the late 50s, Mr. Schiller, he bought the Club Seville,
mm-hmm.
which was a Latin dance club. It's on Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
You've driven by where this place is about a billion times.
What's the cross street?
I just looked at it. It's one of those things where I look at it and I know it. It's down like toward, it's like WeHo
okay.
On Sunset.
Okay.
It's down.
Sunset Strip-y.
Do you remember that? I don't know what it was called, like the French Market rest. It was like a
yes.
It's right next to there,
exactly
right next to that.
Where that
yeah.
is. Oh yeah, that's this. Okay, this part of West Hollywood is like seedy. Like there's the Sunset Strip, which was seedy and is now like very high end.
Yeah.
And there's this part as you go south in Hollywood, it's like ooh.
There's some kind of like
you're like okay. It's mostly Russian immigrants, which. Fucking amazing.
Yeah. That's where my wife and her parents are from Russia, so they're Russian immigrants.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
They're from there?
They're from Moscow and Kiev. That's where her parents are from, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So it's like these old Russian stores and boutique stores and like strip clubs and then like a classroom that you can take improv. So,
yeah, so
like
come
all
on.
Those things, 7-Elevens.
Yeah, oh, so many 7-Elevens.
Yeah,
come
like
on.
Donut and Chinese food.
Yeah,
fast
together.
Food.
It's so good.
I used to live there when I first came out to LA. I immediately got bed bugs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really. Mm-hmm.
I like you're like, I immediately like met a guy. He's like, no, I immediately got bed bugs.
Bed bugs first.
And how long did you live in there before you like, I can't deal with the bed bugs?
Well, we didn't get them till I was in LA for 3 months. And then my roommate and I, who went to my college but was like, about 15, 20 years older than I was. And he was the only one who would take me with two. I had two cats at the time. You know, like a broke 23-year-old with two cats.
Yeah.
Everyone wants move
oh,
right
God.
In.
Yeah, please.
Come on, come into my home.
Yeah.
So we moved to this place after 3 months and we stayed there maybe like 8 or 9 months. And he left LA to go to Buffalo.
Okay.
But he had a bit part in a CSI show. He was in some kind of iconic CSI show about chubby chasers. He was one and he was a dead body.
Okay.
It. So that was
he's like, I got to get to Buffalo. That's the next step, I guess, after this.
I know.
Well, this is where that is. This is where it's called Delilah now, in case anybody's curious.
Yeah.
And I am. And they the jazz club didn't make much money.
Mm-hmm.
And the early 60s, Mr. Schiller was like, burlesque, let's do it. It became the Pink Pussycat as a business name. Like that was the Pink Pussycat is like the business name.
Mm-hmm.
So it lasted, and then in the late 70s, because things change. Disco was hot, baby.
Yeah, androgyny. It's not all Hugh
everything
Hefner,
is cocaine.
Martinis and under, like the butt, you know, like the butt cleavage.
Remember people, that was a thing where it was like butt cleavage?
Yeah, I think that was a thing in the
early 2000s.
Yeah, but that was butt cleavage where it's like your pants were so low riding, yeah, you see, yeah, a little bit of the upper butt crack. Yeah. I'm thinking like the lower
butt crack.
Yeah, like, okay. That's taint. It's just taint.
Yeah.
I think I'm thinking of like a really short shorts.
That's the other end of the butt crack. Yeah.
Can you traverse all sides of the butt crack?
Sorry.
Not in one decade, that's for sure.
So there was it became a disco renamed in the late 70s called Peanuts, which I get it. I think I get it. I don't know. It's so crazy that I get it.
That's the disco you go to where you're like, can't get into this disco. Yeah. Can't do this one. Yeah. Should we try Peanuts?
Peanuts, yeah, yeah. I guess we can always go to Peanuts. I guess. I know the guy there because he's my roommate.
They don't have the right shoes.
Yeah. Okay. You'd rather pay to go somewhere else than to get in free at Peanuts. The Mr. Schiller died in 82. In the late 80s, it became Club 7969, named after its address.
Oh, yeah, clever.
Yeah, 7969. And then they sold the club a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a leader, a pioneer, a trailblazer in like distance learning, like kind what? Of like, yeah, like kind of like, hey, you can learn from home.
What? How?
How do you ask? Well, if you got $4.95 plus postage, non-matriculated students, non-matriculated.
Yeah.
You can order a home instruction kit. They really, it's a great business model.
My brain didn't even go there. That this is, you remember those drawing things where it's like, can you draw the pirate turtle?
Yeah.
You know, it's like that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, send in your drawing and we'll rate it and send, and you will by mail at a snail's pace learn something.
Yeah. This was that.
Go on.
Here's what you get. Tell me if this is worth $4.95.
Okay.
You got $4.95 in your head?
Hell yeah.
You get two bosom bonnets.
Don't know what that means.
Two bosom bonnets. Yeah, I don't know what they mean. One.
Is it a bra or a hat?
Mm. You find out when you get it, right? Because how else are you going to know? One G-string.
Just one.
And it's not a rated G-string.
God, I hope.
It's a PG-13 okay. G-string. And a rhindstone for the navel.
Like, you just pop in my belly button?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I affix it to something?
And listen, sorry, it's not all fun. It's the copy of the curriculum. You got to study. You got to hit the books with your body, though. Now, if you want, Rebecca, if you're just like,
yeah,
I want to go there. I want to learn. I'm done mm-hmm. with improv. I'm
yeah,
done
yeah.
with bed bugs.
I'm selling everything.
Too much Chinese food / donuts.
Yeah.
Here are the rules of admission. Let's see if you got it.
Okay.
Ready? One, you have to be over 21.
Yes. How about double that?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to. Honestly, you're not going to make it in here. I can already tell right now from the next one. Of high moral character.
Oh, man.
You can fake that, though.
To be in the pink pussycat, I just put a rhinestone in my belly button.
You also the one who mentioned a butt crack on the wrong end. So I think they're correct. Seriously interested in the art of striptease.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Possessed of a voluptuous body.
Instagram?
Mean, yeah, come on. I mean, I'd pass you. Listen,
yeah.
I'm 55 years old and I'm 61. I'm checking things off. I also want your money.
I mean, now, I have butt cleavage.
Yeah, but you're the wrong. You're like, let's see your butt cleavage. You just lift up your. You're like, that's not your butt anymore. It's not, the whole thing isn't your butt.
It's all butt.
So the cost, you got the monies for this?
$4.95?
No. That's for the distant learning.
The,
if okay. you're like too late or you live in like
almost $5
Buffalo.
For distant. Okay. So if I show up with my suitcases
mm-hmm.
from Kansas, yes. what how much am I paying here?
For 10 sessions, $100.
Damn.
Now, the translation, somebody translated it in today's prices or around today's prices, be about $900.
Damn.
Yeah.
Bartending, I keep comparing this to bartending school, where it's like $150, you're out of there in a weekend.
Yeah.
No, I gotta, yeah, this is a lifestyle change. This is a commitment.
Well, do you want to hear, so it was for 10 set wannabe strippers studied modules such as, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now, you got to get to the, you got to learn the basics. I'm sorry. You got to
know
your history
I can't just fly.
And theory of striptease.
Yeah.
Psychology of Inhibitions.
Hell yes. See, actually, that sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah, you could probably use this to like dupe guys, I guess, right?
Is that what it was? Well, I just also think, do you know those classes now that are like pole dancing classes that are really expensive that people cry in all the time because they're transcendent?
Yeah.
This feels like the grandmother to that.
Controlling the structural components of anatomy.
The structural, it's so...
It's like work your core, you know what I mean?
Non-specific, yeah, but it's also like, you mean your... there's a better way to put that.
Well, we got a lot to go through, so
okay, let's strap in.
Applied sensual communication.
Oh, I could use that.
Yeah. You got to apply it, though.
She said to no one.
Yeah. Now, listen, Rebecca, you're not... You got to learn to crawl before you learn to walk. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to take elementary bumps and grinds.
Yeah, just
I don't want you rushing in.
But if I do really well, can I pass into intermediate?
I got to see that Lime Scooter video to see what you could do and not do. The methodology of teasing, tantalizing, and titillating. The three T's.
Yeah, naturally.
And arithmetic. And arithmetic.
Like we understand.
Yeah. The fundamentals of taking it off. It's not the fundamentals of taking it off. It's like taking it off is like a theory. It's like a thing. It's intangible.
Yeah. It's not like, oh, you're going to bed, you're going to take off your clothes. Mm-mm, it's like, no, this is a lifestyle. This is an identity.
Yeah.
You're going to embrace it fully.
Okay. You ready?
Yep.
Dynamic mammary, navel, and pelvic rotation and oscillation.
That's a whole class?
And it's dynamic too. So it's not just like phony.
What anymore. Are you doing for that class? I want to know like what... I can't even imagine filling an hour with that.
It's like a karate school, but you got to just keep thrusting against like wooden blocks and break them.
It's always moving.
Yeah. Now, number nine is just experimental workshop. So it's just like free form. We're just going to forget the rules for 1 second.
Yeah, you've learned the rules, now forget them.
It's like, you know when you like look at movies about like there's a dance school? There's always like the school that's like, we just do these like funky classes. You can just break out of your head and just shake it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You're the revolutionary now.
Which I think I got that from Center Stage. You know the movie Center Stage?
Yeah, oh my God.
That's from Center Stage.
Because the Center Stage teaser was like the toes like bleeding.
Yeah.
And then it was the Mandy Moore song, I Want to Be With You. Yeah. Right? Because when they have sex at the end. Yeah. This is like that, but with less ballet and more just nipples
and shaking.
And
then there's, listen, if you can make the first nine, number 10 is advanced studies and seminar in new trends and techniques of the striptease. It's like the final...
That actually sounds like a class.
Yeah, it's like real.
That's
like
actually, you just sit around a table with like 14 books from the student bookstore, which is from the library down the street.
Yeah.
And it's just, you just discuss. It's a seminar.
Yeah, so that's...
There's a paperwork. There's tons of paperwork. Every week you have to turn in a 6-page paper. There's a 20-page thesis you have to argue at the end of it.
Yep.
There's a panel of 14 experts that will argue your thesis. It's very rigorous.
Yeah. But then after that, you got to work those mammaries, baby.
Mammaries.